USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More vaccinated adults are being hospitalized during the Omicron surge. However, they are also less likely to have a severe illness or die. That's according to a new CDC analysis of a hospital in Los Angeles that found that there were more hospitalizations during Omicron compared to the Delta variant, but vaccinated adults had a lower likelihood of being admitted to the ICU. Snow, ice, and rain are hitting the East Coast as it's the latest region to deal with this week's winter storm. Meanwhile, record cold temperatures now hitting parts of the South, including Texas. Texas officials are confident the power grid is performing well during the storm. Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying peak demand was at 69,000 megawatts Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
President Biden on Friday did a victory lap after the United States added about 467,000 jobs in January, exceeding expectations and more than twice the amount of jobs added in December. But many Americans are still feeling the weight of inflation and high gas prices. White House National Economic Council Director Brian Deese joins Fox News to weigh in on domestic and international oil production.
Well, oil production is increasing here domestically because the market is driving that. And when prices go up, then production goes up as well. The challenge internationally is that we don't have a competitive international market because we have a cartel in OPEC who sets supply constraints, and they need to actually deliver on the supply commitments that they have made.
A winter storm causing havoc for airlines. Over 3,400 flights were canceled on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
In the aftermath of the Supreme Court halting President Biden's workplace vaccine rule, 1 in 5 businesses say they're likely to reconsider their vaccine or testing requirement. According to a survey conducted on January 19th by Gartner, a management consultant firm, nearly 40% of the more than 250 executives from major companies surveyed had already implemented a vaccine mandate ahead of the Supreme Court decision, while another 35% provided a testing option for employees. As far as how these vaccine mandates affect people going back to work or finding new employment, Mark Hamrick is a senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com.
Obviously, every company is going to make its own decision, and obviously they may have made decisions some months ago when that request, if you want to put it that way, from the Biden administration was made. So it obviously is balanced by the need to get the pandemic managed, and we haven't really done that. We have relatively low vaccination rates in the United States relative to at least the Western world or the developed world, and so we continue to have a concern about the fact that the pandemic is not over and that there are impacts that could yet still come from other variants as the virus does what it does.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.